Lesson 3, Three Keys for Success in Anything, Part 1. We're continuing with Pirkei Avot, which literally means Chapters of the Fathers, the classic wisdom text from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the oldest rabbinic text compiled by Yehuda Hanasi, which he completed around the year 200 of the Common Era. Last time we looked at the first Mishnah, which traced the lineage from Moses, who is believed to have existed about 3,300 years ago. It says that Moses transmitted it to Joshua, Joshua to the elders to the prophets, and the prophets to the Great Assembly, a Jewish leadership body that's believed to have existed 200 to 300 years before the Common Era. In that lesson, we talked about developing an awareness of how you can arrange your life externally to best support your inner spiritual work. The phrase we looked at was, Hevu metunim badin, be discerning in your judgment. If you haven't already, it's a great idea to really sit and contemplate how this relates to your life. See what comes to you and write it down in your journal so that you can collect your insights. We then talked about bringing this discerning awareness inward to be watchful of your own mind. This is the basic activity of meditation, learning to be alert and present without being unwittingly seduced by your thoughts. In this way, you can learn to keep your inner space clear of the mental noise that ordinarily obscures the great depths of your own being. Your inner depth is always already whole, already complete. It's your true source of joy, creativity, insight, strength, love, bliss, and many other vital spiritual qualities. In this second Mishnah, we're going to learn from one of the sages of the Great Assembly named Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon the Righteous. Mishnah 2. Shimon HaTzadik haya mishirei cheneset hagadola. Shimon the Righteous was among the survivors of the Great Assembly. Hu haya omer, he used to say, al shlosha devarim haolam omed. On three things does the world stand. Al ha-Torah, on Torah, ve'al ha-Avodah, on spiritual practice, ve'al gemilut chasadim, and on acts of kindness. This wonderful little Mishnah gives a concise formula for the three most important components, not just of Judaism, but of any activity in any moment. Let's look at each one. The first is Torah, which really means the practice of learning. Spiritually speaking, learning is what you're taking time to do right now by listening to this lesson. But in the broader sense, learning is what happens spontaneously when you live your life in a spirit of openness to whatever's being taught at any moment. When you learn from a teacher or a book or whatever, there's a certain receptivity, a willingness to not already know and learn something new. But you can have that same receptive attitude in whatever you're doing. In fact, that receptive learning quality is a natural aspect of being present. Cultivating presence and being open to learn whatever this moment has to teach is an antidote to that negative tendency of settling into lifeless routines. Unfortunately, many people get stuck in stagnant patterns with work, relationships, and so on, rather than continue growing. But with a simple shift in attitude and presence, life really can become a learning adventure. Another reason to make learning part of your life is that when you stop growing in any area, you don't even stay at the same level, but you actually go backwards. That's because everything is always changing, so it's impossible to stand still. You're either going forward or backward. So if you're not actively learning something new, the things you already know will generally become less effective over time as you meet new situations, and you may even forget aspects of what you already know. Here's a great little exercise you can do. Write down the different parts of your life that are most important to you. For example, most people have at least three things: health, work, and relationships. Since you're listening to this right now, you probably want to add spiritual growth as well. Maybe you have some hobbies that you're involved with too, such as cooking, playing an instrument, or whatever, so put them down if they're important to you. Once you've got a list of the things in your life that are most important, the next step is to set aside some time to sit with the list and ask yourself the question, am I actively learning in each of these areas? What actions can I take to continue educating myself? Then see what comes to you. Whatever you find out from doing this exercise, the idea is to simply increase your self-awareness about how your life presently supports or doesn't support your continual education. From there, you can go to the next step, which is to come up with some actions you can take to increase your learning. Maybe it's taking a class or reading a book, doing some research, or just being more open to learning from what's going on around you. There are many possibilities, and there are no absolute rules. The most important thing is to be aware of what you're doing, how you're spending your time, and make conscious decisions about the role that learning plays in your life. But even before you change anything externally, the most important thing is to cultivate the inner readiness for learning internally. So let's do that now. In this Torah meditation, we're going to approach the present moment through the window of receiving what this moment has to teach. To begin, see that your body is in a comfortable but alert position. You can be seated, standing, or lying down on your back, but it's best to have your spine straight, not slouching or leaning. Be comfortable, relaxed, but also alert. And bringing your awareness to your breathing, take a few nice deep breaths. Feeling the flow and movement of your body, relaxing any muscle tension. And let your eyes be closed or unfocused, not looking at anything in particular. And consciously taking the attitude of learning whatever this moment has to teach. Opening yourself to see what comes. This isn't about changing anything in this moment or getting something from this moment. It's not about control or manipulation at all. It's just being receptive, receiving this moment as it is, through the attitude of being the student of this moment. If you want, you can express this as a prayer. Something like this. Oh Hashem, open me to learn whatever you're teaching. Please Hashem, open me to receive whatever wisdom I need to learn. Let me be a true student with an attentive beginner's mind. And take a moment to make a prayer, something like this, in your own words. As you meditate, something may come to you in the form of an insight, or thought, or a feeling, or perhaps nothing comes. And that's okay too, because the point is not learning some content, but rather that you practice taking the attitude of the student, an attitude of openness, of curiosity about what is. And now let's be in silence. And take a nice breath, stretch your body. And as you come back into the activity of your life, remembering this kavana, this intention, to approach this ever-changing moment with a beginner's mind and openness to learning whatever Torah this moment brings. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah, Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Tamidehon, Val Tamideh, Tamidehon, upon Israel and upon the teachers and upon their students, and all the students of their students. Yalkol man diaskin bo raita divyatra den v'divichol atar v'atar, and upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabbe chine v'chista v'rachemin v'chayin arichin umezone reviche orfarkana mikadam avahon divishamay v'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. V'yimru Amen.